ジャパニーズポッド101.com、
うん、maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com. Newbie Lesson, Lori's Story 9, How to Make Friends. My name is Eric and I am accompanied by Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Naomi-sensei, please tell me how to make friends. I really need to know.
You don't have to know. You have plenty of friends, right?
Naomi-sensei, come on. All right, so what's going on today with Lori?
I think it's her first day at school.
That's right, and on her way to school, she meets a neighbor. They're probably, what, introducing themselves? So today we're going to study...
Self-introduction.
That's right. And this conversation between these students is pretty useful because they're going to introduce a lot of phrases that students use, like major and, you know, university names and all that stuff. So, okay, let's listen.
Hi. 月大学の留学生です。
嘘、月大？私も月大の学生です。
本当？何年生ですか？
2年生です。専攻は英語学です。私は氷川静香です。よろしく。もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。学生ですか？
はい。月大学の留学生です。
嘘。月大？私も月大の学生です。
本当？何年生ですか？
2年生です。専攻は英語学です。私は氷川静香です。よろしく。
今度は英語が入ります。
学生ですか？
Are you a student?
はい。月大学の留学生です。
Yes, I'm an exchange student at Tsuki University.
嘘、月大？私も月大の学生です。
You're kidding. Tsuki University?I go to Tsuki University too.
本当？何年生ですか？
Really? What year?
2年生です。専攻は英語学です。
I'm a sophomore and majoring in English.
私は氷川静香です。よろしく。
I'm 氷川静香。Nice to meet you.
Hey, Naomi-sensei, is Tsukidai a real university?
No, I just made it up.
It sounds cool. It sounds real.
Honto?
I really thought, I was like, wow, I think I've heard of that school, but I just didn't know where it was.
Yeah, we have Nichidai, which is Nihon Daigaku.
All Japanese schools, their names are shortened, right?
Yeah, most of them.
Most of them, like something something Daigaku, they're shortened to something Dai. Let's give some examples. The most famous one, Tokyo University, right?
Ah, yes. Tokyo Daigaku becomes...Todai.
Todai, and that's what everyone calls Tokyo Daigaku. Tokyo Geijutsu Daigaku. That's a huge, super long name.
That's your university, right?
What do we call it?
Geidai?
That's right. That's what it's usually called.
すごい短いね. That's very short.
Yeah, it went from, what, 6 characters to 2? For those of you out there who are familiar with the Japanese government scholarship, what's the name of that ministry that gives out that scholarship?
Monbu Kagakusho.
So it's what the Ministry of Literature, Science, Education, whatever, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, we usually call it Monkasho.
Wow, that's pretty convenient. And most of these organizational names or place names have some sort of abbreviation. Not only that, but regular words have abbreviations too, so keep your ears peeled for those. Okay, onto the vocabulary. Or, in our English abbreviation, onto the vocab. Okay, what's the first word?
留学生
Foreign student.
留学生留学生
The next word is?
学生
Student.
学 生い学生
The next word is?
英語
English, the English language.
えいご英語
The next word is?
専攻
Major.
専攻専攻
The next word is?
本当
Really, truly, truth, reality.
本当う本当
The next phrase is?
何年生
What grade? What year?
何年生何年生
The next word is?
月
Moon.
月月
The next word is?
大学
University.
大学大学
You know what? I'm really liking Tsuki Daigaku the more I hear it. We should make a school with that name. All right, so let's take a closer look at some of these words in the conversation. In the conversation, when Lori met this girl and she told her she was from Tsuki Daigaku, she was surprised. She was like, no way. What'd she say?
Uso!
Which means, that's a lie!
So, you're kidding!
Exactly. So it doesn't literally mean, you're a liar. But it's more like, you know, in English, we say it all the time. Like, no way! Get out of here! Stuff like that. Uso, right?
Hey.
And then Shizuka told Lori that she's a Tsukidai student too. And then Lori was surprised and she said,
Honto?
Really? These two phrases are really used all the time.
All the time.
Because people say unbelievable things all the time, right? Right, Naomi-sensei?
I think people use them as an interjection.
I see.
Honto? Uso.
Uso. So honto means really in this case, because she's asking a question because the intonation goes up at the end. But in terms of pronunciation, this word is pretty flexible. What's the correct standard pronunciation for this word?
Hon-to-u. Hon-to.
Hon-to-u. There's an u at the end.
Right.
When you write it in hiragana, right? But some people don't pronounce it. They say hon-to.
So desu ne, right. In a casual situation, hon-to.
Another word here was major, like a university major.
Senko.
That's right. And Shizuka told Lori what her major was. But she didn't say I. She just said major is.
Right. She omitted 私の.
Right, because it's pretty obvious. She's not going to tell Lori what Lori's major is, right? Still wouldn't make sense. And as we said so many times before, you can always omit the subject if it's clear. Okay? When you're talking about your major, when you're talking about something that obviously relates to you, don't say 私の. It's less natural. So just say 専攻は日本語です.
専攻は英語です.
My major is Japanese, my major is English. It's clear that it's about you. So on to the grammar point. All right, so let's talk about today's grammar point.
Mo, the particle mo is today's topic.
That's right, mo. It's a particle and it connects nouns.
Hi.
What does it do? What does it mean?
It adds the meaning to or also.
If I were to say, 私は人間です. I'm a human. What would you say, Naomi-sensei?
私も人間です。
嘘。There you go. I'm also a human. Alright, so why don't we break down the sentence that Shizuka said?
私も月大の学生です。
I'm also a 月大 student. Alright, let's break it down.
私
I, me
も
also
月大
月 university
の
the possessive particle
学生
student
です。
Copula equivalent to is. In the examples we've given so far, we've used only the noun watashi, the subject watashi, okay? Me. So something also about you, but can you use it for other things?
Of course.
Okay, so if we have some medicine here, we would say, this is medicine.
これは薬です.
And then I would take out my medicine and I would say, this is also medicine.
これも薬です.
That's right, use これ this. And it could mean, this is also. You could also use it not only for kore, but kore, sore, are. All the ones that we've learned before that mean that are the general this and that one over there. It's pretty free. So, you guys out there, if you want to practice, just look around you and see stuff that are similar, like pens. If you have more than one, say, kore wa pen desu. And the other one over there?
Are mo pen desu. Just replace wa with mo.
All right. Also in this conversation, Lori asked Shizuka what year she is, what grade she's in.
何年生ですか?
That's right. What year are you in? And 年生, of course, as you already know, 年 is short for 何, which is what. And 年生 is the counter, which means year student.
Right.
Literally. All right. And since we learned numbers in a previous episode, hey, no matter how many times you fail, you can say what year you are. All right. No problem for any of you out there who's like a 10th year student. So, hey, let's practice. I'm a freshman. I'm a first year student.
1年生.
I'm a sophomore.
2年生.
I'm a junior.
3年生.
I'm a senior.
4年生. And a question would be, 何年生ですか?
Pretty straightforward. Okay, Naomi-sensei, let's practice.
はい.
Okay, you meet someone for the first time. The person looks really young. You think they might be a student. So, the conversation starts with,
学生ですか?
Are you a student? That's kind of weird.
Are you a student?
Without even saying hello, you don't even say hello. Hey, are you a student? And then, but the person doesn't care. They don't think it's unnatural at all. They say,
はい、そうです。
Yes, that's right. And then you want to know a little bit more, just because you really care. You want to know what year they're in.
何年生ですか?
What year are you? And then the person replied,
大学3年生です。
I'm a third year university student. But then you're just a little bit nosy and you really want to know a little bit more. What else would you ask?
専攻は何ですか?
What's your major? And then it turns out, her major is?
英語!
Oh!
英語です!
That means you can speak to her in English, Naomi-sensei.
Ah, lucky you!
Lucky you! Alright, it's right about time for me to talk more with my newly made friend that I found out their major's English. So, before I go, I want to tell you about the community forum on JapanesePod101.com. This is a great place to engage with fellow learners and teachers. You can ask language-related questions, culture-related questions. You want to know what's the best ramen restaurant in Tokyo? Anything. You can also leave requests, feature requests. If you're an expert in something, you can give your 2 cents or your 2 yen, whatever it happens to be. It's a great place to meet new people. And plus, you can use your new self-introduction skills. Check it out. I'll see you guys next time.
じゃあまた。
学生ですか?
はい。月大学の留学生です。
嘘?月大?私も月大の学生です。
本当?何年生ですか
?2年生です。専攻は英語学です。私は氷川静香です。よろしく。